The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to an Open Line Thursday on the Junks. We're brought to you by Krupp Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to KruppMetcalf.com. You can join their team today. We'll be joined by Brian Baldinger, Odyssey NFL Insider. That's coming up at 7:20. But right now it's time to hit the skins. That's brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy. Need to hit the skins right now. Grab a Don't Sleep Energy shot. Need to stay ready all day just in case there's skins hitting. Sip on a refreshing 12-ounce can. Grab both right now at don'tsleepenergy.com. Use the promo code JUNKIES. You get 10% off. And remember, Don't Sleep makes you, yes, you, great.
Love Don't Sleep.
Love it.
Yesterday, I had to sleep. Took a two-hour nap.
Very good.
I mean, I was dead.
It's rock solid.
And I do think part of it contributed the fact that D. Smith was in here serving us tequila at 9 in the morning. That does make you a little sleepy.
Full disclosure, it was very nice of him to bring that bottle in, and he gave us each what I thought was a tad more than just a sip.
Yeah.
I had one sip.
And you were done.
And I had to throw away good alcohol, which pains me to do.
Wow.
But I couldn't even drink that healthy sip that he poured.
Dude, I went to a brewery the other day where I had 8% beer.
Yeah,
that's pretty high, right?
That's getting up there, yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of beers are like 4.5%, 5%, 5.5%. You get the 8s or the 10s, then you're up there with the big boys.
You're going to laugh at me, but I've been to maybe less than a half dozen breweries in my life. I'm just not a beer connoisseur.
It's all good. There's no judgment over here.
Well, I don't know the routine, but at this one, you get a little credit card, and then they have all the
taps.
The taps. Yeah. And you just go in there, put your credit card in there, and then you just
you self-serve.
Yeah, self-serve.
I've never done that. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. All I was doing was just looking on it based on alcohol content. And I was like, well, I don't want that wimpy 4%. Well, give me the 8%.
Well, you know who you are.
Yeah.
You're Rom.
That's what he does.
That's Rom's bit. The last time I hung out with him at MGM, he brought a six-pack of pumpkin beers. I think I've told this story already. Brought a six-pack to pregame with. I drank two in the first, 45 minutes, 50 minutes. And I was like, these are 10%, okay? Yeah. These
that sounds like
a punch,
lot.
Okay? So I said to him, I said, two is plenty. We don't need to finish the six-pack. And you know how Rom is. He's uber annoying, and
he's also got OCD.
He's very insistent. He's like, no, we have to finish the six-pack before we go to dinner.
Yeah.
So
you were hammered at
begrudgingly,
dinner.
I had the third 10% pumpkin beer in about an hour and 10-minute span, and I almost heaved at dinner. I came this close to having to run out of the restaurant and run straight into the bathroom.
Right.
10% is big.
10% is no joke, but 8% is
dangerous. I thought 8%
will hit you.
That's pretty
serious.
I had
one 8%.
That'll set you up good. an 8%er.
Anyway, so we talked about the deal with Noah Brown out with a lacerated kidney. It's a sad, too bad. He'll be fine, but it's just, too bad. I think he, had quite an impact on
us. I'm assuming you just let that, again, I have no idea. I'm asking a question. Don't crucify me.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do for a lacerated kidney? You just rest
probably
and
just
it recuperates on its own? It regenerates? Probably.
I would assume it just heals
Dr.
itself.
Dr. EB says, you got to just let it heal.
Just rest is the...
I don't know if you need surgery for that.
I don't know.
So I would just assume you just need rest.
Got to make sure you got to monitor, make sure there's not
gonna,
a ton of blood
go with
in
rest.
Your urine.
I'm going to go with rest.
Okay.
Could be totally wrong, though.
Right.
But obviously, huge game. Coming up against the Saints, as we always talk about it every year, as the season progresses, every game gets significantly bigger.
Mm-hmm.
It's a 1 p.m. Kickoff cakes at the Caesars Superdome. That's what they're calling it.
Mm-hmm.
It's on Fox. Mm-hmm. If you want to look at the latest odds, the Commanders are 7-point favorites. I believe, as we talked about it, they started as about 3-point favorites, something like that, 4-point, and then it's gone up to 7. With the quarterback uncertainty, I think.
With Carr being out?
I think so.
That makes sense. I see 7.5 on FanDuel right here.
The Commanders, obviously, it's a huge game for them. Coming off a bye week, I think a lot of us, they're a little skittish. I love the offense when we're clicking, but I'm a little bit nervous. How are they going to respond to the bye week? I watched a little of DQ's presser as I was driving in this morning, and he kind of alluded right away to... We're trying to get the energy of these guys, get them ready, get them fired up coming off this bye week. I don't know.
It's really important to come back on Monday and start that process so you can throw a hell of a practice today. If you had waited all the way till today, I think that's what you are vulnerable to. So when we came back, we wanted calls and communication and catching and all the movements that you need to play. And so that's where we started it Monday. And the good news was that the team came back energized, and ready to do that, to see one another. And so that's, if you don't have that day, that makes it much harder to recapture what you want in the speed today. So I was pleased that we were able to capture that on Monday.
So, yeah, obviously the coaching staff aware they don't want that sort of letdown that we had against Dallas after the 10 days in between. So let's see if they can handle that. Now, the good news is, as we mentioned, listen, Derek Carr is no world beater, but, he's a competent NFL quarterback, no doubt. He's had moments in this league. He's had seasons in this league. But when you're facing a guy like Jake Haener or Spencer Rattler, they don't have near the experience.
Right.
And we should be on the right side of this one.
And it looks like we'll know on Friday whether they're facing Haener or Rattler.
Or Rattler, right. Mm-hmm. Now, when you just look at them sort of head-to-head, the Saints are 5-8. We're 8-5. They're, they're not dreadful offensively with Carr there. They're scoring 22 points per game, Cakes. 22 point per three. Defensively, they're only giving up 22. So they're right there.
That's true, but going back
same
to the
as
offensive
what we're
numbers,
doing.
To the offensive numbers, I'm guessing that's heavily weighted by what they did in their first 2 weeks, where I believe they scored 90 points around
they
there.
They went off,
against Carolina and Dallas. Now, they've lost a lot of offensive personnel since then. They've lost Rashid Shaheed. They've lost Taysom Hill. They've lost Chris Olave. I mean, I think that number is a little bit deceptive because they put up big points early, and it's been a bleed ever since.
And especially if they have a backup quarterback, it'd be even lower than that.
Right. Yeah.
Remember when they scored 13 against the Chiefs, they scored 10 against the Broncos, they scored 8 against the Chargers. They scored 14 against the Rams. So they had a 7-game losing streak. Now Carr was out for some of those games, but their offense dipped considerably.
For you fantasy dorks, I think the Commanders' defense, if they're available, are a great play this week.
Really?
Well, because they should be able to get after whatever quarterback is back there.
Yeah.
And maybe force some turnovers. Should get a decent number of sacks, I would think.
All right.
And they were fortunate last week because they were up 14-11 and Graham Gano was kicking a short game-tying field goal to send it in overtime, but it was blocked.
Right.
So, it was kind of a walk-off for the Saints, but they only scored 14. After Carr got hurt, they scored 14 against the Giants on the road. So they don't have a ton of weapons offensively.
Yeah,
besides Kamara.
To put things in context, so they with Kamara there, they do rank in the top 10 in rushing offense, okay? They average 128 yards per game. To put it in context, Washington, though, superior. Mm-hmm. We're 156 yards per game. That's good enough for third in the league. So as good as they are running the football, we're significantly better. I think you make that argument. Passing-wise, they're fairly similar. They're passing about 212 yards per game, again, with Carr under center. The Jaden-led Commanders averaging 220 yards per game passing. They give up more yards than we do defensively. They give up 380 per game. We give up 327.
And I think the Saints would like to be more pass heavy than what they are, but being down Shaheed and Olave just limits them.
Right. When you look at the history, they always put out sort of the history of the matchup. The last time they played, let me see. First of all, the history, the Commanders. New Orleans has 11-17 record against Washington. So we're up 17-11 cakes. 11 of the 28 games between the Saints and Washington has been decided by 7 points or less. The last time they played, it's so funny, I don't remember this. It was a Hail Mary touchdown, a 72-yard bomb for a score. Do you remember that, Cakes?
What year was that?
This was in 2021. So was this Breeze. Like, was this the year where they had nobody in the stands? Maybe that's why I don't remember.
Possibly. Try to remember that game. I'd have to go back and look.
So that was
the biggest
COVID
impact
year,
they're saying was.
COVID year would have been 2020.
2020.
Was that still Drew Breeze?
Yes.
I think so. It says their punter pinned Washington. We were called the Washington football team at the time at the 2-yard line with a 53-yarder. And then Taylor threw a second interception. And then there was a Hail Mary, a 72-yard bomb for a score.
Hmm.
I don't know. My brain is mush. I don't remember it, Cakes.
I don't remember that ending. It sounds like a wild ending, but I don't remember it.
33-32.
I have no file on
it. Oh, you know what? Breeze did not play in that game. It was Jameis Winston.
Oh, it was Jameis.
Oh, Jameis.
Yeah, so
who did he sling it to for the winner?
In that game, let's see. No, it wasn't a Hail Mary. They won the game 33-22.
I don't know, dude. I'm just reading what it says.
Maybe there was a Hail Mary in the game.
Maybe
that wasn't for the winner.
Yeah.
Maybe that was at the end of the first half. Here it is. Jameis Winston hit Parkey on a 49-yarder with no time left. End of the first half. That was them up 20-13. But they won the game by 11.
So Lattimore is trending in the right direction, Cakes. The play on Sunday, I saw DQ talked about how he is a full participant in practice. He also mentioned Andrew Wiley, Cakes, full participant in practice, so expect him back. The four-time Pro Bowl cornerback, barring any unforeseen setbacks, should be set to make his debut against his former team 6 weeks since they traded him. What kind of impact, Cakes, do you think he will have, and who do you think will maybe see less time because of it?
I think you should see an immediate impact. I mean, it's a Pro Bowl corner that you're adding to your roster. I mean, that should bump St. Juice down to the second corner. He probably stays outside, maybe moves Sanders still into the slot where he's more natural fit, even though I know the team likes what he's done covering outside wide receivers. I wonder if it's a great impact he's going to have.
Should. He's been out a while. I wonder if he's going to start or if he's just going to be in certain packages.
That's a good question.
I mean, if he's 100% healthy, I'm starting him. I'm
starting his ass.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
They've been waiting for like a month.
He's been in all the meetings. You know, he's been
a full participant.
Full participant.
For full participation.
So he's been practicing, been running. So I would assume he does start.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, I think we'll... I'm excited to see what he brings. I have no idea. I'm not going to make any grand proclamations, Cakes. I don't know. But certainly, I think you could safely say it makes the defense a little bit better. And I'll give the defense credit. Said it a lot over the last 6 or 7 weeks. When we started the season, it looked like we had a historically bad defense.
Oh, it looked dreadful.
And they have made strides. So the Lattimore addition is big.
Mm-hmm. All right, when we come back, we'll talk more NFL with Odyssey's NFL insider, Baldy. Brian Baldinger will join us next here on The Fan.